soccer legend, all-time leading goal scorer, Landon Donovan, who is making this appearance on behalf of Liberty Mutual Insurance, the official insurance partner of U.S. soccer, to support the U.S. men's national team in qualifying for the 2018 World Cup. And Landon, you're in St. Louis, which is one of the ancestral homes of U.S. soccer, and you've had a lot of teammates, Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Stevie Ralston, first guys that come to mind, that are from St. Louis. What does it mean to have a qualifier there?
Well, this is my first time spending real time in St. Louis, and we were staying right next to Busch Stadium, so you already kind of get the feel and the vibe of what this town's about. I think everybody I've talked to and met in the lobby is really excited for this game, and I've known, you mentioned some of those guys, Brian McBride comes to mind too, Brad Davis, a lot of guys I played with and against are from St. Louis and always rave about what a great soccer city it is. So I think the fans are excited for it. I think the game should be fantastic, and I think it'll be a great night for everyone.
Tell us a little bit about this initiative you're working with Liberty Mutual, the Better Seat Replacement Initiative, which will allow fans to have a chance to upgrade their seats at the game.
Yeah, Liberty Mutual is now a longtime sponsor of U.S. soccer from the youth level all the way up to the senior national team, now also an Olympic sponsor, and they're going to do a fun initiative tomorrow at the game where fans can show up and show up to the Liberty Mutual booth and get a chance to upgrade their seat, basically. So pretty cool idea that people can show up with seats that are maybe average and upgrade to something a lot better, and it's a play on their better car replacement initiative that they do. So it's a fun way to engage. We're also going out this afternoon to surprise a few young soccer teams and hang out with them and play with them and talk to them a little bit. So try to find creative ways to improve the game and improve everyone's experience around these events. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
How are you finding the youth soccer scene and the general kind of U.S. national team fandom scene in the St. Louis area?
It's terrific. When we got to the airport last night, there was some fans there picking up other fans from the American Outlaws supporters and got a chance to speak with them a little bit. They're really excited. And sometimes we forget as players or former players that these cities are dying to have a game, and they want a game to come to their city. So people that are in St. Louis or nearby have the chance to get to a game that's relatively close to them and support their national team in their city, which is really fun. So I think it's great that U.S. soccer came to St. Louis. I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. And let's hope that the team puts on a great show for everyone.
Yeah, and obviously this game is against St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It is the first World Cup qualifier. Let me ask you about World Cup qualifying. You've been through the cycle four times, Landon. Psychologically, these sorts of games, obviously the game in Trinidad and Port of Spain on Tuesday is a much more, at least on paper, much more difficult game, much stronger opponent. So psychologically, how as a player would you get yourself psyched up for a game like this, like the St. Vincent game?
Well, this one, I mean, there's only so many World Cup qualifiers, so that the idea that, you know, you're just, quote-unquote, playing St. Vincent's kind of goes out the door, especially because this is the first qualifier, so these guys have been waiting for this. Second, when they show up tomorrow night, they're going to have support with the fans from the minute they arrive on the bus all the way through the opening whistle and through the game that we've now become accustomed to, but that hasn't been that way forever. So it's the environment is motivating in and of itself. And then, of course, the Trinidad game is huge. And in qualifying, the name of the game is you have to win your home games, and then you have to find a way to get some points here and there on the road. So obviously the best way to start is with 6 points, but I think the goal and the focus is on let's make sure that we beat a team that we don't know a lot about in St. Vincent, and then we can move on to Trinidad.
Do you get the sense that U.S. soccer fans are paying more attention now to early stages of qualifying? Because I remember back in the day, it was, okay, we'll be in the hex, so let's not worry about these games from a fan perspective, obviously not from a player perspective. Do you get the sense it's a little different now?
Yeah, there's no question. And I think we'll see it in the crowd and the coverage and everything tomorrow night, that there will be a different feel about it. And I think people are slowly realizing, too, as they get more acclimated to our sport, going there is not easy. The heat and the field probably won't be great. And they're a good team. Yeah. They're actually a better team than people realize. So it's not easy, and if you don't get off to the right start, you can find yourself under a lot of pressure. So I think the emphasis has to be on starting right.
Yeah, people have to remember Trinidad actually won their Gold Cup group this summer, which included Mexico. So pretty good team.
Yeah.
Last question. Yeah, absolutely. Last question, Landon, and this is for our readers and listeners. You had two loan stints at Everton, and Everton has a big following in this country. Obviously, Brian McBride, Joe Max Moore, Timmy Howard also played for Everton. Talk about just your relationship with the club and the fans, because even though you weren't there very long either time, it seems like there's a connection to you with their supporters, both here in the States and in England.
Well, to me, it feels like it's a family, and so you'll get pockets throughout the U.S. of, you know, in different cities, 20 or 30 or 50 Everton fans, and they probably show up every weekend to their local bar and watch the games. When I showed up my first day at Everton, I was greeted by everybody, from fans to staff to ushers to players. Everybody was extremely supportive, and you just got this sense that playing there and being there was like being part of their family, and they accepted you, and that was a nice feeling for me. So that doesn't just fade. I mean, that feeling that you have sticks with you forever, and so I'll be a lifelong supporter and fan.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Landon, and a lot of us see that with Everton supporters around the United States, and so many became fans during the two periods you were over there. Thank you. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. And again, it's Liberty Mutual's initiative, better seat replacement. Once again, thank you to Landon Donovan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.